I have a piece called Ladybug Cathedral that was composed for the Delaware Art Museum, and it's a 5 to 6 hour thing, but I am streamlining it just for you.
Since we don't have 6 hours.
We don't have 6 hours.
No. Well, what? Tell me about the piece, maybe a little bit about the compositional process, like what inspired you to write this piece, and maybe describe a little bit for our listeners what to expect.
I like performance, but I think I also like the idea of going somewhere and just existing in audio. I feel like, I hope this doesn't offend you, I'm disappointed by music. I love music. It's, you know, one of the main things I do with my life, but I've always been somewhat disappointed that it wasn't like, for instance, like a Neil Young piece, On the Beach. I love it, but it's over in 7 minutes. Wouldn't that be really cool if it was like a structure that you could crawl into for like 3 months and just hang out and be with it? That's the disappointment.
Okay.
So I think that's what I'm trying to do with some of my other sound and light pieces and translating that to live performance.
Now let's talk a bit maybe about bowed guitar, the tradition of bowed guitar, and maybe what drew you to the bowed guitar sound.
When I was 14, I was obsessed with Led Zeppelin, and Jimmy Page did it, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever, but I didn't think I was cool enough to pull it off. Probably, I don't know, 20 years later, I was really into playing music, but I wanted to kind of slip in, play almost like a ninja, lurk in the background, come up, do my thing, and then just go away. And so with the bow, I feel like I can do that. Seamless entrances and exits. I was in really loud rock bands when I was younger, and we would have these, like, you know, walls of sound that I loved. I loved it. And then what I really started to like was when it was all over, how it would just drip down to the earth and sort of decay. So I like the idea of decaying sound, and I feel like I can accomplish that with the bow.
And you also have installations up at Phoenix Gallery.
I'm lucky to be part of their Our Universe show. So Cube Music will be inside. I'm calling it a intimate Cube Music because it's in a smaller space, and so you really get a sense of being with yourself and the cubes because you're right up in there. And then every day from roughly noon to 2, they're going to have sunboxes in the alleyway there, depending on sun. And then inside will be installed. It's a short film about 3 of my pieces and some of my younger rock and roll days.
So I'm familiar with Cube Music and sunboxes, but for our listeners who aren't, why don't you describe those a little bit?
Sure. Sunboxes is 20 speakers that all play a different guitar note, and it's all powered by the sun. So it's an ethereal kind of B-flat 6 chord that just floats in the air. Cube Music is 6 4-foot by 4-foot metal cubes that have holes cut out of them and sound and light come out. And so what happens with Cube Music is Cube Music happens in a room, but the whole space becomes the piece and you become part of it.
Maybe a little bit about where those projects came from. What inspired you to create Cube Music and Sunboxes?
I loved being on stage. I loved going on tour, but there's always that barrier between the audience and the performer. And so I've always wanted to make something that didn't have that. And so Cube Music was the first of the two. I wanted to make something that people could literally feel like they're part of. I have a huge ego. I like being on stage just like everybody else, but I was trying to do something else. And I like it, so I'm going to keep that path going.
And you also have a new album of music, yes?
Yes.
So tell me more about that.
I have a new piece called Songs Like Paper. It is a 42-minute piece of bowed guitar. It's a piece of music. I mean, it has a start and a middle and an end, which is kind of new for me, but it's there. It's streaming on all sites. I wish I could make a record, but I just didn't.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.